Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's time once again for the 25th annual bull sale coming up Wednesday, March the 20th at Pollard Farms. They'll be featuring 100 home-raised service-aged bulls, Fall 22 and Spring 23 registered Angus bulls, plus a select group of 40 Angus females. Sale's going to be at the ranch located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road in Wacomas, Oklahoma. For sale information, go to pollardfarms.com. Don't miss the 25th annual bull sale Wednesday, March the 20th in Wacomas, Oklahoma with Pollard Farms.
Attention landowners, the Conservation Reserve Program is now open. CRP is a great opportunity for those hard-to-farm acres. It also helps improve a farm's profitability, delivers high-quality wildlife habitat, cleaner water, and healthier soils. The general CRP sign-up is going on right now through March 29th. Find a local Quail Forever biologist at quailforever.org/CRP or visit your local USDA service center. Farm the best, CRP the rest.
Well, lots of activity in this year's 2024 legislative session. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Vice President of Public Policy Steve Thompson had the opportunity to sit down with R. Ron Hayes to talk about some of the agricultural highlights from this session.
Well, I think for agriculture, we talk about the poultry industry and its future in Oklahoma, and we talk about water all over the state, western Oklahoma in particular, but all around. And really, just when we take a look at the legislature as a whole, is how the early passage of the grocery sales tax repeal affected the dynamics on both sides, and how it changed the amount of money that the legislature has to spend in the appropriations process, and all the shifting sands that created when you drop $400+ million out of the budget picture in the third week of February. Then that causes a dynamic to change a lot, and I think you saw a lot of that play out in some of the tension, particularly in the Senate, but really in the negotiations between in the House and Senate as they start to really talk a little bit more about appropriations. But that deadline this week was really big, and so we're still trying to figure out what made it and what didn't. But there seems to be more tension in the air for mid-March than normal, because we've had a few unusual things happen at the Capitol.
Thompson also talked about water usage as it relates to the poultry industry.
We're down to two major bills, one in the House and one in the Senate. Have the same authorship on each side, Representative Carl Newton in the House and Senator Brent Howard in the Senate. And while it's mostly focused on western Oklahoma, it is really also a statewide issue as we look at all the different water basins in the state. And what will we do as far as monitoring and measuring that water? And are we going to keep an eye on that? And are we going to reshape what the Water Resources Board does?
To hear the complete conversation between Ron Hayes and Steve Thompson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, it was a full house at the 2024 Ag Mechanics Contest as it was held at the Oklahoma Youth Expo over the weekend. Colton Jones of the Shattuck FFA was the grand champion at Ag Mechanics as he built a hydraulic flatbed gooseneck trailer. I had the opportunity to visit with Colton after his big win to talk about what inspired his project.
We needed a big trailer to haul farm equipment around on the farm, so I decided to build one for our family. So
this must have taken a little bit, right?
Yeah, it took 248 hours.
Ag Mechanics and Engineering Show at OYE has grown immensely in the last 5 years, from 63 projects in the first year to now 235 projects this year. Numbers are up 35 entries from last year. So congratulations once again to all of these incredibly talented kids that enter the Ag Mechanics Contest at the Youth Expo. Our coverage of the 2024 Oklahoma Youth Expo, sponsored by Hillary Communications. To see more from the Oklahoma Youth Expo, you can go to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Wednesday, March the 27th, featuring Meyer Beef and Grain, LLC. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in O'Keen, Oklahoma, including a 2021 John Deere self-propelled sprayer, a 2019 Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrower, a 2014 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, and much, much more. No reserves, and all items are lien-free, so register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.